You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Beyonce. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
This is Brenda calling from Mercury Insurance. Can I give you a policy number first? I have a customer I need to transfer over.
Can I have that customer's first name, please?
Her first name is Kimberly, K-I-M-B, like boy, E-R-L-E-E.
And her last name?
It's E-L-L-I-O-T-T.
And what's a good callback number for her?
714-757-9842.
Okay, you can go ahead with a policy number.
It's 0401-02-027-239-889.
And can I have the last 6 digits of the VIN number?
Yes. 664-4414.
Okay. Alrighty, you can get her transferred over. I could get some additional information on the vehicle.
Sure. Let me tell you what happened. That she called Saturday morning to roadside. They assigned someone to come out to help her. They didn't come out at all. And then by 3:25, she called 11:30 morning. By 3:25 p.m., the provider sent her a text message saying that they're not coming to help her. So then another, so the police find a tow company, tow it to their lot so that she can call Monday to figure this out. So the car is at a lot right now. She needs a second tow it to a shop of her choice. Does that make sense?
Okay, so give me just
yeah, she called Saturday morning, and the provider never came.
Okay, give me 1 second. I'm looking at her ticket for the service. 1 second. Okay, so she wants to get it towed from that where she got the car impound to, and
a car repair shop 2 miles from there. Can I transfer the caller to you?
Did she have to? Yes, you can go ahead and transfer.
Okay.
Hi, Miss Kimberly.
Yes.
Hi, Ms. Kimberly. This is Beyonce calling for on the line with you for Nation Safe Drivers Roadside Assistance. I'm looking at your ticket right now. I'm trying to understand what your insurance company was stating. What was the issue with the ticket for Saturday?
Well, when I called the roadside assistance, she couldn't give me an estimate of the time to pick me up. And I gave her the longitude and latitude and everything. And 50 minutes after I called, actually it was more like 20 minutes, the sheriff's department pulled up behind me and he waited there 50 minutes. And he said it was too dangerous of a place to be there. I could be hit and killed. Because it was on Railroad Canyon Drive. And so he said, if your towing company doesn't come pretty soon, I'm going to have you towed because it's very unsafe. And so his towing company came, and they were going to charge me $300 to take it to what I thought was a Goodyear. And he said Mercury wouldn't cover it. So I told him, go ahead and take it back to where Diamond Valley Towing. And so then I got a text in between all this from Mercury saying that it would be over an hour before they would come and get me again. Meanwhile, I have the sheriff sitting there with his tow company. So I called the number that they left, and the guy from Mercury Insurance said he's third party and it's not a collision. It's just, you know, your car stopped running, so I'm not coming to get you at all. And he said, I'm not going to come and get you. And, oh, because it was on a weekend, too. So I let the Diamond Valley Towing take it to their lot in Lake Elsinore. And now I need it towed from that Lake Elsinore to a service company that my sister and brother-in-law know to have it, the diagnostics run on it and get it repaired.
Okay, so you need to change both addresses where you the car needs to be picked up from and to, correct?
Yes.
Okay, give me 1 second, okay? Okay, do you have the address of where the car is located right now?
Yes. It is 424 and a half. That's what it's 1-2. So it's, I guess, 424 and a half North Main Street in Lake Elsinore. You need the zip?
Please.
92530.
Okay. Let's see.
And the name is Diamond Valley Towing.
And can I get the address of where you're getting the car towed to?
Yes, it is 31951
31951
Cory. 3159. Sorry, let me start over. 31951.
Okay, you can keep going.
And then Corydon Road, spelled Corydon Road, number 110. And that is in Lake Elsinore as well. It's supposedly like just a couple miles away.
Okay, so it's 5 miles away. Okay, so since I have got you mapped and located out, you are covered for today's service. So what I'm going to go ahead and do is reach out to the provider and give them your information. And you will receive a mobile text message with the provider's name, number, ETA. But I will also give you a call back with the provider's name, number, ETA. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Do you need the name of the company that it's going to, or is the address just okay?
The address is fine.
Okay. Okay. No, I'm good. Do you know if it'll be done, you know, like starting to get processed within the next hour?
Would it be to the shop within the hour?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I have to reach out to the provider and get an ETA for you.
Okay, because I need to have my sister call her up to go take me to the shop to give them my information.
Okay, so just as soon as I get the ETA, I'll let you know the ETA and you can know where to move for from there.
Okay. Okay, sounds good.
Alrighty. Thank you for choosing Roadside Assistance, and you have a great day.
Okay, thanks. You too.
Thank you.